In his weekly Angelus address on Sunday, Pope Benedict XVI spoke about the two miracles of Jesus recounted in the day's Gospel. The first miracle, the raising of the daughter of Jairus from the dead, shows us the importance of faith in Christ.
In today's Gospel, Jesus restores life to a little girl in response to the faith-filled prayer of her father. In this miracle, maybe it's an invitation to grow in our own faith, to trust in the Lord's promise of abundant life, and to pray for all those in need of his healing touch.
Pope Benedict said the healing of a woman suffering from a hemorrhage, the second miracle, re-emphasizes how Jesus comes to liberate human beings in their totality. In both of these events, he said, there are two levels of interpretation, the purely physical, Jesus bending down to meet human suffering and healing the body, and the spiritual, Jesus coming to heal the human heart and to give salvation. He asks in return for faith in him.
Questi due racconti di guarigione sono per noi un invito.
These two stories of healing, the Pope said, are an invitation for us to overcome a purely horizontal and materialistic view of life. Although it is right and good to ask God for physical healing and to meet our worldly needs, it is even more important to ask for a strong faith and a firm trust in God's love. Finally, Pope Benedict remembered the important role of those who help the sick to carry their crosses. Calling to mind what he described as their invaluable services, he emphasized that care for the sick must be, first and foremost, about the care of the whole human person, about human beings who need human kindness and heartfelt attention. Sunday's Angelus was the Pope's last public address before he leaves for his summer residence of Castel Gandolfo on Tuesday. The Wednesday general audiences will not take place in July, but will resume on Wednesday, August 1st in Castel Gandolfo. On Sundays and solemnities during the summer, the Holy Father will continue to recite the Angelus publicly in the courtyard of the Apostolic Palace at Castel Gandolfo.